Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter Talk Show, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And this is today is a great day of the Lord. I hope that everyone had a wonderful week. And there is a special week, a special weekend for mothers, this coming Mother's Day weekend. And we'll talk about that later on at the end of the show. But tonight we're going to talk about hospitality. What is hospitality? Well, I wanted to wait for a few more people to come on the air before I get started with what we're going to talk about tonight. So let me just go ahead and make some announcements at the beginning, because I do want to wait until I see a few more people on the air. Yes, we have so many special things happening this weekend. We have birthdays that are coming up. I had a birthday myself, and we just have so many of our widows have birthdays this month. So May is a special month of the year, and I'm sure everybody else saying that their month is very special as well. But May is special. I see that a few more people have tuned in, so let me go ahead and go back to what we're going to talk about tonight, and then we'll talk more about birthdays and some other things I want to talk about at the end of the show. Tonight we're going to talk about hospitality. Okay. Let's all take a test tonight on hospitality. think about some of the things I'll be talking about and see if you fit those things. Are you doing those things to be a hostess to others and hospitable to your fellow man? Okay, hospitality. Do not forget to do, this is coming from a scripture from Hebrews 13:16, and it says, do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifice God is pleased. The true meaning of hospitality is opening up your heart to others, making them feel at home in your presence. That means you can be hospitable anywhere you are. It doesn't require a fancy house or a gourmet meal. When you reach out to someone else with love and acceptance, you have shown that person hospitality. Look around you. Ask God to show you these people whom you can minister to just by opening your heart. Hospitality. Let's go to another verse in Hebrews 13:2, which says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Let me read that again. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. So it's more or less that we got to be careful. We might have an angel watching us when we're not being such a nice person. It is easy enough to show hospitality to your family and friends, but God asks that you reach out to strangers as well. That take courage, but God is pleased when you look past your own shyness and hesitation to touch the life of a person you don't even know. Instead of focusing on how it makes you feel, think about how it could affect a stranger. Being alone in a crowd, your hospitality has the power to change a life for eternity. I want to tell you a story about this preacher. And the scripture that's coming from as well. Does God's word feel at home in your heart? That's the main question for tonight. Does God's word feel at home in your life? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It's coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. Well, let me tell you the story about this preacher. Many years ago, he was selected to preach at this particular church. He was informed by this pastor that he would be staying with his family. He could not afford a hotel. So this pastor told him that he can stay at one of his relatives' home in that particular city. So he went, and when he arrived at the family's home, the host met him at the front door, showed him the bedroom, and pointed out the bathroom and the kitchen. When the entire family, they ignored him for the rest of the week. If he asked the family member a question, they pretended not to hear him. When it was time for him to eat, they informed him that it wasn't their responsibility to feed him and that he would just have to take care of himself because they weren't there to nurse him. Would you believe that? Words cannot describe how uncomfortable he was at this home. everything the family did, they did not let him know that they wished that he wasn't there. Really, that's the way he felt. They wished that he wasn't there. So when that week concluded, he was so happy to move out of that miserable predicament. He pleaded that I would never let myself be put in that kind of situation again. How about you? Have you ever stayed at a family member or friend home where the people made you feel very unwelcome and unwanted? Did you remember what it says in Colossians 3:16, where it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly? The chilly reception that he felt in his home caused him to look at his own heart and ask, what kind of reception have I given the word of God in my life? Here are some other questions he asked himself, too. Have I ever given God's word the kind of reception it deserves, or have I ignored it and given it the cold shoulder? Does God's word feel at home in my life? Does it feel unwanted? Have I rolled out the red carpet and given God God's word a grand reception, making it clear that I love the word and I'm privileged to have it dwelling in my heart? Think about those three questions. If you was in that situation with this preacher, how would you have felt? What would you have done? Would you have said something, maybe angrily to those people in the home? How would you have left after maybe the first day? Just think about that. But he stayed the whole entire time, but he was so glad when it was time to go. Have you been put in that situation before? Well, Paul tells us, let the word of Christ dwell in us. He's beseeching us to give God's word such a stand, grandstand, welcome and reception, that is, it is liberating me, feel at home in us, and therefore comes to take up permanent residency. Does the word have this kind of place in your heart, in your life? Does it really dwell in you richly? Does it feel at home and comfortable in your life? Are the word of God treated like a stranger that is occasionally welcome in your life as a visitor? Be honest. Why not make today the day that the word of God comes to take up residence, permanent residence, in your life? Throw the door open, roll out the red carpet, and welcome the word of God as a new and permanent resident in your heart. Well, I took a spiritual gift assessment recently, and one of my spiritual gifts is hospitality. I've always tried to make sure whenever someone come into my home that they are welcome. Also, if there anything that I could do as far as offering them something to eat or something to drink, I always try to make them feel at home. Many times I've gone into homes where I don't know if there is, if you would call it a gift or what it is, a gift of discernment, of certain uneasy feeling of that home. I've gone into homes where, your mother would say that your head stood on top of your head when you walked in, and you're around that atmosphere. Many times I have gone into homes like that, and I was uncomfortable, not because of what someone said. It's just the spirit that I felt in that home. And immediately I would start getting a headache. And at that time, I tried my best to try to shorten that visit and get out of there because there's something there that is making me uncomfortable. I've been in that situation on many occasions. But I must say I've never been in a home that people have made me feel not welcome. But I have felt those feelings. So I'm sure that each one of you have experienced something of that nature, of being unwelcome to a family member, friends, whoever, being uncomfortable in a home. But we must show hospitality not just in the home, but also out in the world as well, making people feel comfortable around us. And making them feel, whenever you see someone, something that you can do as far as helping them and making them feel at home. Smiling, always it's good to smile. And just smile and say hello. And sometimes you don't always have to say it. It's the expression on your face, just a smile. It's important. So just think about the things that Paul has said. And some other questions that he mentioned as well, too, is God in this particular story, is God's will a priority in your life or just a sideline issue? How can you better give God's word a grand welcome and reception in your life? What steps can you take to make God's word feel so at home in your life that it takes a permanent resonance? Well, I am having a celebration for my son. My son is graduating from college this weekend, and I am having something at my home, and I'm going to try my best to make everyone welcome, and I am excited about it, and I hope that all goes well, and it's not just the celebration of my son, but celebrating of friends and family coming to help me celebrate my son's special occasion. So this is my way to show my spiritual gift, hospitality, being hospitable, and just welcoming people in my home and making them feel at home, comfortable, good food, good drinks, not alcohol, but good drinks as far as punches and water and so forth on that one. But just making them feel welcome at my home. And I hope that everything will go well and I can do just that. Well, I have several announcements tonight. That's the end of talking about hospitality. Just think about how you can do that this week. But the announcement, we have lots of birthdays this month. Widows that are having birthdays, and I must say we have a few that have some lost dates as well. I'm not going to mention all of them because next week we'll just add on some more that is closer to that date. But I had a birthday this past Friday, May 2nd. And I had a great time. The first thing I did, I had a friend who had me a special time, reserve a special time at a spa for 1 hour for me. And boy, was that a wonderful hour of pleasure. It was so relaxing, and it was just great. Then I went to lunch with some old friends that I haven't seen in a while. And after that, one of my best girlfriends took me out to dinner. and my daughter took me out, and my son-in-law and my grandson took me out on Saturday. And, oh, the first thing that happened, I got to tell you the first thing that happened on my birthday. When I came out my bedroom that morning, there was a beautiful pink orchid and a pink birthday card that my son gave me. That's the first thing that happened for my birthday. He gave me a beautiful pink orchid and a beautiful card that was also pink. And then from there I went to my spa, for a nice massage, had lunch with friends, and also again in the afternoon. So I pretty much enjoyed my birthday the whole weekend. But we're having a couple of other people who are going to have birthdays this week. Miss Mandy Walker, her birthday is coming up on the 16th. Brenda Newsom's birthday is coming up on the 13th. And Rose Bone birthday is May 11th. Yeah, hers is coming up, the next one, May 11th. And we have a few more later on during the month of May. But we also have some losses, some loss dates are coming up. And if you will reach out to some of those people too. One of our new members who she's only visited with us once, but her loss date, this is her first year. Yes, it is. This is her first year. May 9th, Yvonne Malcolm. So anyone, you can call me and get her number so we can all reach out to her. That's coming Friday. And also we have Florence. This is coming up on 5/17, her loss, and I think it's going on 3 years, if I'm correct. But it's amazing how time flies anyway. But there's some more dates of losses, but we'll talk about those later on in the month, probably next week, because those dates are closer to that date. But we wish Miss Mandy, Miss Rosebone, and Miss Brenda Newsom happy birthday, and many, many more to come. Want to also talk about our trip to Panama City for July 18th through the 20th. We need more people on board to go on the trip with us. So pass the word on and see how much. If each person can get another person to come on the trip, we should make our quota. And we need to do that by month end. We need to get a number of people by month end to make sure that we do not go in the red. Right now it's looking good. Looking good is better than last week. So things are looking good. We need you to reach out and try to get someone to come along on the trip with us. We are going to Panama City. We're going to have a great time there. And just get the word out. It doesn't have to be a widow. It can be any family member, co-worker, neighbor, sister, brother. I'm not brother. Sister, anyone that can join us. We do not want male to come along because some of the widows have a problem with because of their loss. They're still a little sensitive, so it's only widows, women, daughters, and it can be family members, it can be young men, like young boys, if the family wants to bring their family along, that is fine as well, too. We don't want any babies because this is a trip that we will pretty much want most adults. What else is on the list? Our next meeting for this month is May 17th, which is the third Saturday. I would like for you to all to try to be there because we're going to finalize some things on the trip, as well as talking about the book. We need volunteers to get started as far as editing the book and getting and also having it typed, all typed up, so we can get it to someone to proofread it and get someone to publish it. So if you have some inside information that about writing of publishing a book, please let me know. I am also going to reach out to my church because they are going to be doing some book signing at our church later on this month. So I'm going to get the information. I've already gotten some information on two people that know a different publisher that are very reasonable. So whatever you can contribute and getting information, we want to get that started because we want to get this book written before year end. And just know that if you have any question or comments or something that can be added to the show, let me know. And also you can, when you come on, you can always click on one, and I will see that the light is up, and I can always click you on the air. It does show that you want to speak. So if you would click on number one, when you come on the air, it will automatically let me know that you want to say something. So it is always welcome if you want to make comments or anything. I am, this show also is broadcasting, and people will be able to pick up and listen on Facebook and also the blog Talk Show Radio. And people are making comments about the show on Facebook. So if you have a Facebook account, go on your Facebook page and you have to type in the next chapter, Widow Ministry, and it'll automatically come up. And you'll see pictures and different things. Brenda is the administrator of that website for us. She makes sure that things are updated and taken care of. Every now and then, people will make comments to me. I go in and pretty much respond back to them. So please go on and take a look at our site, and knowing that this show does air, and spread the word, and hoping that, and also pray for me that I can continue to do this show and do a better job each and every day. So let's end this with a short prayer, because we have three more minutes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for all that you have done for us. You said that you will never leave us or forsake us, and you have shown it us in so many different ways. And we just thank you for this talk show. Encourage me and others to do your will, Heavenly Father. Speak to the lost, people who has, excuse me one second, please speak to, help us to be able to speak your word and encourage others, Lord Jesus, in the way that you want us to go. We just thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy. Keep us safe and also bless us this coming weekend. Let us all have a wonderful Mother's Day. And we just ask you also, bless your son's graduation celebration. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time, 10 o'clock to 10:30 p.m. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it, you can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide.
Let me hear the worshipers! All
Oh,